Okay, today is Daf. Today's really Daf Chaf Zayin, right? The day after Tisha B'av, it's Daf Chaf Zayin. We're still doing half of Chavav. Hopefully we'll finish Chavav, half of Chavav today, and Chaf Zayin. Okay, here we go. We're up to Chavav Amud Beis. 2, 4, 6, 7 lines from the bottom, which is Tashma. So what's Tashma about? We had a whole issue whether or not Efshur and Lo Mechavein, if it's possible, Lo Efshur Mechavein, a four-way machlokas, right? What? Everyone got that? Chavav Amud Beis, on top. I'm sorry, I meant the top. 6, 7 lines from the top, Tashma. Aveda. Somebody finds a lost object. You find someone, you find walking down the street, you see a beautiful mink coat. So, lo yish techena, you're not allowed to spread it out. Lo al gabi mita, not on a bed. But lo al gabi mogud, not on a pole. Lutzarcho. Everybody should, on a lutzarcho, for your own benefit. Everybody should think of how rich you are. Ooh, look at this. This guy has a mint coat. He's so rich. You shouldn't do that. You're not allowed to do that. It's not yours. You found it. Avoshotcha, but you can spread it out. Lutzarcha, for the mint coat's purposes. The mint coat needs to be aired out. That's okay. Agabi mita, agabi mangod. That you can do on a bed or on a pole to air it out, give it some breathing room. That you can do. But you can't do it only when the guests come, right? You can't do that. Now, nizdan lo orchin. What if guests show up? So lo yish techena. You shouldn't spread it out. Lo agabi mita, v'lo agabi mangod. Bein letzarcha, bein letzarcha. Whether it's for you or it's for someone else, and whether it's for you, you want to show off, or because it needs to be aired out now. Punk, when they come, that's when the time when you air it out once a month. Just when they showed up, that's when you wanted to air it out. Don't air it out.
Is it yours now or still?
No, it's not yours. You're holding it for whatever amount of time, whatever it is. So what's the point? Now, it's a case of low efshur. I have to air it out now. Right? I have to air it out. It's time. Nevertheless, it's still usher. Why is it usher? Because I'm getting kavana. I have kavana to get hana. I have kavana to show off. And yet, I'm not allowed to do it. I'm still not allowed to do it. So what do you see? That it's low efshur and mechavein is usher. Right?
That's the best example.
Who said that? Not like Abaya in the second version. Right? So the Gemara answer is, okay, shiny husband here, it's different. You know why? Dikaldi lay. Because if you do that, you destroy the minkot. How do you destroy it? Imishum ain abisha, because now there's an ayin hara on it. People give an ayin hara. Imishum ganavi, or they're going to come steal it later. Oh, look at this guy. Oh, tonight when he goes to the bar mitzvah, we're going to come steal that coat. Right? So because of those two reasons, you're going to be ruining the coat. Don't do it. But nothing to do with this machlokas. Tashma, another raya. I'll try to bring another raya. It's a very difficult Gemara. We don't have time to go into it. It's extremely difficult. It's a difficult on a pshat level. Here we go. Mochwe ksus, mochin kedarkin. You're allowed to go try on a coat, a suit. You can try on a coat or a suit. No problem. The shatn is in the suit. It's okay. Mochin kedarkin. Ubelvad, as long as shlo yitzchavein b'cham ibnei achama, v'ksham ibnei akshavim. As long as they don't have kavana in the summer from the heat, what does that mean? Somehow you get hana from it. In the winter from the rain. The question is, it's a psik resha. By putting on the suit, it's freezing cold outside, and you put on a suit, I don't have kavana for to be warm. It's psik resha, you got kavana because it's warm, to be warm. How do you get around that problem? It's a big issue. We're not going to discuss it. It's a big issue. Anyway. So up, we hold. It doesn't matter. It's giving you 1%. I hear you, but it's giving you 1% benefit. It's a problem. So how do you get around that problem? It's a big shiloh. How do you get around the situation problem? That's a new in, but those that were tsanua, they wanted to avoid even a shemet of an iser. They put it on a dummy. They get a dummy that looked like him. They call it a makal stick. Look at this guy, the regular guy, regular sized guy. They put the suit. What do you think it looks like on the dummy? It'll look like that on you. When we remove the shot, it'll look like that on you. Right? Now, the hahacha, the efshel maybe kitsanuin, you could act like it's, you don't have to put on the suit. You could put on the dummy. You could be a tsanua. You don't have to try it on. Put on the extra, the way out. You don't have to do it this way. You're not having a kavana anyway, because you can't have kavana, because you have kavana, you have run into the shatnas problem. Shari, and it's still mutti, you're still allowed to try it on. Right? You're still allowed to try it on. Now, according to Rava, in the first version, Rava said that it's efshar v'lo mechavim. Everybody holds it's usher. Right? So tiyufta, laman demastin, lishnakam, bedrava tiyufta. That can't be right. Nobody holds like that. Rava said, everybody agrees that if it's efshar, there's another way out. V'lo mechavim, everybody holds it's a problem. What do you mean? This Mishnah said it's perfectly mutter. All right, if you want to be a tenua, then not. Everyone said it's okay. So that can't, that shot in Rava can't be right. Okay? Now, it sort of ends the Gemara. Okay? Next Gemara. This Gemara is very hard. The Mishnah said like this. You can't use Chaf, with the Mishnah on Chaf Aleph, right? All the way back. So what did the Mishnah say on Chaf Aleph? The Mishnah said, no, it's not Mishnah Chafal, it's another Mishnah, no? Where's that Mishnah? Anybody know where that Mishnah is? What? It's the Mishnah beginning of the Perek? There's no other Mishnah? We didn't do any Mishnahs yet? No? What? Are you sure? All right, wasting time. So the next line is Lo Yasik Bo. Where's that from?
Yeah, that is Mishnah.
Which Mishnah? Really? What does the Mishnah say?
Lo Yasik Bo.
Oh, the Yasik Bo Tana V'Kirayim. I'm sorry. Lo Yasik Bo Tana V'Kirayim. You can't even use chametz for firewood. Right? You can't even use chametz for firewood. Why? Because you can't get any hana out of it. You can't even use it for firewood. Right? L'yasek bortanas v'kirayim. Good? Okay. Tanur Rabbanon. Here we go. Tanur shehesikuhu beklipe orla. If you use the shells of orla, which is aser b'hana, you use it as firewood. Oh, or kashin shel klei hakerem, or you use straw of klei hakerem as firewood. So chadash, if it's a new oven, yutat, you have to destroy it. Why do you have to destroy it? Because the first firing up of the oven is really the makeh b'patish of the oven being an oven. When you fire up the oven for the first time, that is the makeh b'patish of making the oven an oven. So you fired it up with something that's usser, this usser in the oven itself. I believe that's the pshat. If it's in the oven itself, you have no option. I got to destroy the oven. Yashan, if it's an old oven, then nothing went into the walls of the oven. Nothing. It's an oven been used for 50 years. So now you used it once with something usher? A big deal. Yutan, just wait for it to cool off. That's all. You can't use it now. It's hot. It's hot from Isser. But just wait for it to cool off. That's all. Good? Afa bo et hapas. What if you bake bread in this oven, right? What? I'm not sure. Does it make a difference? Sure, it makes a difference.
Why? The bread. Talk about the bread.
Does it contract from the new oven?
Okay, let's just read the line. Off above is hapas. What if you bake bread in there? Rabbi Omer hapas asura. Rabbi says the pas is usser. Why is the pas usser? Rashi says one line. D'yeh shevach eitzei isser b'pas. There's shevach of the eitzim which are usser b'pas in the pas. Okay? What does that mean? This bread was baked with isser wood. V'chachamim omrim ha-pas muteres. The chachamim say the bread is mutter. Why? Why? Why do they say that? What?
With the usher wood, the chacham has to be had with the kosher wood.
No, that's not the reason.
So then what's the point of saying it's
impossible? So look at Rashi. Chacham Omer Pas Muteres, the Hasavri Ein Shevach Eitzim Bepas Mamish. There's no Shevach from the Eitzim Mamish. But who Adin, what does that mean, no Shevach Eitzim Mamish? There are other, the other wood and the oven, it's all contributing to making the bread. There's a whole contributing factor here. It's not just it's a bread. You need an oven, you need other factors. It's not just the Isser wood, right? There's other factors here. And the Isser Hana, by the way, when you're baking the bread, so the Isser Hana gets burnt up. It goes away.
They have the argument on the same case.
They argue on the same case. Let's say the case is... You bake bread in Isser way. Isser wood. There's some wood in there. Wood from Arla. So it's Asr wood. Says Rabbi, the bread's Asr. Says Rabbi, the bread's Mutter. Why is the bread Mutter? Why is the bread Asr? Because the bread was baked with an Isr. It's very simple. Why is it Mutter? Why is it Mutter? So Rashi says, because Ein Shevach Eitzim Bepas Mamish. The Isr doesn't Mamish go into the bread. Why? Why not? Why not?
How would that be different from the
what? We're going to get to that. But you know, you can't have enough from all at all. But the problem is there are other factors that make this bread into bread. There's an oven. There's other wood maybe in there.
Everything's good minus the arlo.
Right? So he answers like this. That what made the bread into bread? The fact that the firewood cooked it. However, the firewood is not, by the time the bread cooked, it's not wood anymore. It's ish. And this, we're going to learn it. There's no isser in that. So by the time the bread got cooked, the isser of the wood was already gone. It was already turned into ish. And therefore, there's no isser. Make sense? Okay? If that's true, what? It makes sense.
Because before it finishes baking, it's already got the Isser inside of it.
What? Well, okay, so we're going to deal with that. But you see what he's saying. Since the Isser got burnt up, it wasn't really Isser that baked the bread. It's something that started out as Isser, then it turned into nothing. So it's not just Isser, and therefore it's okay. So too, the same thing should apply to the oven itself. The same thing should apply to the oven itself. It starts out, you hook for the first time. You've lighted up for the first time. What do we say? Lighting up is the makom patish, but it's not really coming from the iser. It starts out like that, then it turns into nothing. So what's going on over here? Now, by the way, bishla gabe gachalim. If you make a barbecue, divya kol mutter. Everyone holds its mutter. Why? Because there's no iser at all. All this is gone. It's just now embers. Nobody holds such iser. Okay. Vo'atanya, but we learned, not like that. We learned, Bein Chadosh, Bein Yashan, Yutzan. Whether it's Chadosh or not, it has to be burned up. I'm sorry. We learned, Bein Chadosh, Bein Yashan, Yutzan. It can cool off. What's going on here? It's not Chloket. Lo Kasha. Ha Rebbe, Vaha Rabbanon. The first one's Rebbe, and the second one's the Rabbanon. So it's not a Sira, it's different opinions. So now the Gemara says like this. One second. Emor d'shmasei l'Rebbe. When does Rebbe say regarding bread there's a problem? Mishum d'yesh shevach eitzim bapas. When the wood, it makes a shevach in the bread. However, when it comes to the oven, why do I have to destroy the oven? This Isser is Isser in there. And it fired up the oven for the first time. Right? However, when the oven bakes this bread, and the oven's being used for the first time, is it fair to say that 100% of this bread was baked because of something Usser? Is that a fair statement? It's not fair. Why? Because there are other things here that created this bread. The oven... The other things, the oven, basically the oven. The oven, maybe you threw in some kosher wood also, maybe. But even if you didn't throw in kosher oil, the oven itself, there's nothing wrong with the oven. The whole oven only became usher through the... But it takes a lot of time for that to happen. So when the bread's being baked, when the bread's being baked, it's not only Isser that's baking this bread. It's not only Isser. What is it? It's other factors. So what really is it? Zevzegoreng. There are other things that causes bread to be baked. Misha Masle? Does anybody hold that Zevzegoreng is Usser? Nobody holds that.
That's why you shouldn't have to shatter the
oven. That's why you shouldn't have to shatter the oven, maybe, and the bread should be mutter. And the bread should be mutter also. Why Zevzegoreng? I'm not sure what the Zevzegoreng is. I didn't have an art school, so I couldn't look it up last night. But I believe that's what the pshat is, right? Ella lo kasha. So that can't be Rebbe. It can't be Rebbe. Rebbe it was? It can't be Rebbe. Because Rebbe doesn't hold Zevzegor Mizasar. Therefore, Ella lo kasha. Ha Rebbe Eliezer v'ha Rabbanon. It must be Rebbe Eliezer who holds Zevzegor Mizasar. Hey, Rebbe Eliezer. Which Rebbe Eliezer is that? That holds Zevzegor Mizasar. Elam Rebbe Eliezer de Sa'ar. If it's the Rebbe Eliezer of Sa'ar. What's that? That it's non. Because we want to say it's Orla. Sa'ar shel chulin. Let's say you have Sa'ar. Sa'ar is the leavening agent in the world. And it's chulin. Shenafa. Ditnan. Sa'ar shel chulin v'shel truma. You have Sa'ar of chulin and Sa'ar of truma. Shenaflu l'toch isa. It fell into a dough of chulin. V'ein bein zeh l'kidei l'hachmit. V'ein b'zeh k'dei l'hachmit. There's not enough chulin sa'ar to make it bread. And there's not enough truma sa'ar to make it leaven, to make it chametz. But it's tarfuk, the whole thing combined, the chimsu. So together there was enough. Now, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, achron ani ba. I say whichever one fell in last is the kicker. So if chulin fell in last, it's mutter. If truma fell in last, it has din of truma. That's what I hold. The chacham Omer, no. Bein shenafel iser lechatchila, bein shenafel iser lebasof. Well, it doesn't matter which one fell in. It makes no difference. La'olam einu oser, achi hebo k'dei l'hachmetz. Neither of them are oser, unless it's enough to contribute to turn it into chametz. V'mer Abaya, and Abaya said, lo shana, all that's not only true, ela shakadam v'tila gesa iser. If you came and removed the iser one, ava lo kidim v'tila gesa iser, and if you didn't come and remove it, then oser, then it would agree it's oser. Alma, what do you see from here? Zev is a gor maser. They're both confactors, and it's tasser. That must be pshat. He holds that. So the Gemara says, we made the time of Rebbe Eliezer, can I buy you? Who said that's the reason of Rebbe Eliezer? We made a diuk, and if Rebbe Eliezer would hold that you don't remove it, Rabbi come along. If you didn't remove it, it's a problem. Who said that's the reason? We made time of Rebbe Eliezer, can I buy you? That what? That if you didn't remove it, it's a problem. Dilma, time of Rebbe Eliezer, b'shem da'achar achar aniba. Maybe he held, like he said. I hold, it's the last one. What kind of svar is that? Oh, the last one is the kid. Why should that be? Because without the last one, it's never going to turn chametz. You need both of them. There's not enough sa'ar here. So the first one fell in, and then you go away. Not going to turn into chametz. When the second one fell in, oh, now it's enough. Now it's going to turn into chametz. So really, if you think about it objectively, it is a little bit zevzegorim, but it's only because of the second one. Only the second one is what counts. Lo shna kadam v'silek etz iser. It doesn't make a difference if you remove the usher one. Lo shna lo silek etz lo kadam v'silek etz iser. It doesn't matter if you don't remove the second. It makes no difference. Avol b'bas achas, had they fallen in together, says Rabbi Eliezer, hachanami d'shari. Rabbi Eliezer would agree that it's mutter. Why? Because zevzeh garm is not usher, and you can't say one's the cause more than the other. They fell in together. It wouldn't say it's usher. That can't be the one when he says Zevzegor Mizasar. Ella Rebbe Eliezer da'atzei Asheira. It must be this one, the one of Atzei Asheira. Ditnan. Nadal ha'mena etzim. Let's say you took Atzei Asheira wood as firewood. V'hin b'hana. Asur b'hana. It's Asur b'hana, by the way. It's Avodah Zarah. Hizik b'hana z'taner. And you use it to light up an oven with that. Now, ha'yachadosh yutat. If it's a new oven, you have to destroy the oven. Why? Because the whole, same issue. The whole firewood got into the oven, the whole thing, it was the first time, it was made the oven into an oven, it's all no good. Yashan, but if it's an old oven, you try to wait for it to cool off. Afabo is apath, what if you bake bread with it? Asura ba'na. It's arva ba'acheros. If that bread got mixed up with other bread, ba'acheros ba'acheros, Kol asur banah. It's all asur banah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no. Yolich hana liyam hamelach. You throw the hana into the garbage, into the yam hamelach, which once it's in there, you can't get it out. You can't eat that. And why? Because he held, you'll see why in a minute, Amrulo ein pidyon la avodah zarah. They told Rabbi Eliezer back, nah, there's no pidyon for avodah zarah. You can't redeem avodah zarah like that. All right, there's only one that's asur. So I'll take one, I'll throw it away, and all the rest are going to be good. You can't do that with a avodah zarah. You can do that maybe with trade. You can do that with other things. You can't do that with a avodah zarah. So look at Rashi. Rashi right here. Yolach hanol liyam hamelach. Demei etim. The value of this firewood, which is all iser. We call makom shva'inin le. You see from here. Kol kam delo mati hanol liyam hamelach. As long as you don't throw it away. Mod hulatanakama. Ben achadash yutat. Ben yashan yutan. Bein beis. Bein aiser. Bein aiser pas. Alma, what do you see from here? Kivon diktoni chadash yutatz ispe zev zeh garm aser. He agrees in theory that zev zeh garm is aser. Rabbi Eliezer. He agrees. He just holds. You have it out. You can throw it away. So the Gemara says, no. Who said he agrees with that over here, in our case, by Orla or by Chomet? Emar dishmat le Rabbi Eliezer b'avod azara d'chamari sura. Maybe he only holds that by avod azara. It's such a machmer thing, avod azara. Bishari Surin Batora Mishmatle, does he hold up by everything else? He doesn't. So one second. If you don't say this, then Ella Im Kain Aman Tarme. Who authored the price here? Who started off the story? Who said it? If it's nobody. So who said it then? So Va'od Hatanya Behedu. It says Befairish. Vachain Hoy Rebeleza Osir Kol Surin Shevatora. Rebeleza did say it by Oli Surin Shevatora. Don't give me the answer. He only said it by Avodah Zarah. He said it by everything. So first of all, we wouldn't have anyone who said it. Second of all, he did say it by Avodah Zarah. He did say it by Oli Surin. Therefore, who is the author of our Brisa back on Amud Beis? Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Zev v'zeh garm is asur. So when you light up when you use non-kosher, non-mutter firewood, even though it's true, the bread is not 100% baked from only the iser itself, other factors, it's still asur. Why? Zev is a garm is asur. Okay? Good. Amar Abaya. So Abaya says like this. Imtim tzalomer, zev is a garm asur. If you want to say zev is a garm is asur, Rebbe hainu kirebi Eliezer. So you could say, that Rebbe holds like Rebbe Eliezer. There's no other hak you have to have with Rebbe. He holds very simply, Zev is a garm asur. Even though we said before that we didn't want to say Rebbe said that, Abayas is to say he said it. They have no issue. Im tim tzalom, zev is a garm mutter. But if you want to hold it's mutter, v'hacha mishum diyesh shevach etzim bapasu. It's an example of yesh shevach etzim bapas. Look at the top line and the wide lines of Rashi. Im tim tzalomar. Disvirale, because he holds zev is a garm mutter. Veresha debahu lav Rebbe he ella Rebbe Elazar he. It can't be Rebbe, because Rebbe holds his mother. So it must be someone else. Who's the other person? Rebbe Eliezer, who held Zev is a garm is aser. The hasam bepas who the aser Rebbe. Why does Rebbe say pas is aser? Mishum deyesh shevach etzim begufa, because it's directly causing the bread to be baked. V'nimtza kisha ochla gufo hu nanim in isra begorim echad. It's only one cause. In other words, not what I said before, that there are other factors creating the bread. It's only one thing. What's that one thing? The firewood. Aval betanur chadosh v'tzinino shari. When it comes to an oven, a new one, it would be okay to let it cool down. Why? Because there are other factors that made this oven into an oven. Namely, the oven. The oven itself is an oven. It just needs lighting up to makar b'patish. Makar b'patish means 1% finished. What about the other 99%? The other 99% was not done by the Isser. It was done by human creation. The guy made nothing. Okay, so it needs to be lighted up one time to give it the final. That's the final. Not the whole 99% before. That make sense? The whole oven was created by somebody. All right, so it's not finished 100%, 1,000% till you light it up. Right? It's like when they have the sword and they put it in the water, the hot water. Like it's in those commercials, right? And it forges the sword. What about the other 99? Someone made a sword. Okay, until you put it in the water, it's not finished. But it doesn't mean it's not that that's who creates it. It's very hard to say that. By bread, I could say the only thing that created this bread, that made it into bread, well, before it wasn't bread, it wasn't edible, it was dough. What made it bread? Only the Isser fire, only the Isser. I could say that. You can see the difference. So now what about, now the Gemara says, Hani Ka'ara, a plate, Vikosos, or a cup, Vitzluchios, a different kind of plate. What's with them? Asiri. They're all Usser. Why? Because I can say the same thing. Before I fire it up, what is it? It's nothing. What made the plate into a plate? Only the Isser. Ki Pligi, what about, what's the Machlokas about? Bitanor, what about the oven itself? The Kedera, or a pot, which need to be fired up to give them the Makab of Hadash. Lemanda Amar Zev is a Gorm Usser Usser. So, there's no question that lighting it up is a contributing factor, making the oven into an oven, even if it's only 1%. Same thing with a pot. Lamanta Amitzev said, "Gar mutter shari," that it would be mutter. Why? Because lighting up the oven for the first time is not 100% the cause of this oven. That's you can't say that. It's a few percent, very small percent. But Zev said, "Gar was usher," then it would be usher. Make sense? Ikeda Amri. Lamanta. I feel Lamanta Amitzev said, "Gar mutter." Kedera Asura, even if you hold Zev as a garbage, the pot is still author. Why is the pot author? The Kibla Bishula Mekamet Dinitam Eitim Tehatera. What does that mean? The Kibla Bishula Mekamet Dinitam Eitim Tehatera. What does that mean?
Before you cook it the next time with permissible wood, it's going to have any food in it. I don't know how to bug me this one.
So Rashi says, "Ika hanos tashmish shetashmishma below gorim acher." The use is by no other cause. Abol tanor einos nibopas el acher asika shagorim heter. I'm not sure what that means. What does that mean? Today, da kibla bishulu mekame dinitan etzim v'tera. What does that mean? So the pot you always have to break, right? Why? Because the only thing that caused this pot to be a pot is the Isser firewood. What? No other cause. Why? Because when you put something in there to cook for the first time, the fire, the tray for firewood is causing this food to be cooked. However, by a tanur, you don't put the bread until after it's all fired up. So that's a little different.
I don't really see
it. Huh? Right, so the bread will not be 100% caused by the Isser fire, but the pot will. When you fire up a pot for the first time. I'm not sure what the difference is.
It's taking it off the wood, not off the bread.
Right,
now,
right.
If you have enough permissible wood there to burn, and there's just a teeny bit of it.
Yeah, but we're not saying that. We're saying just the whole thing is no good. The whole thing is usher. But by an oven, part of the oven baking the bread is the oven itself. You need walled, otherwise it's going to take 6 hours to cook. If so I made it in contained, it'll go much faster. That's nothing else to do with that.
No, but if there's enough, let's say there's enough firewood there, and a little bit of a shader fell there.
So then Zev is a Gorim. Yeah. So we hold Zev is a Gorim as mutter. As a general rule. I believe.
Put the Arisa?
I don't know. So it's complicated. I don't know the halacha l'maisa.
How did the Kedera?
So for some reason, the difference. What?
How did the Kedera get in the middle?
Because a Kedera is similar to an oven itself. The first time you use it, forms it into a pot.
So
that's a bigger chumra than the oven itself.
So you're saying the kedera has an issue?
Yeah, whatever you cook in there is usher. The kedera itself, the kedera itself is usher. Why? Because it's being fired up. Yeah, but we'd say, what about other causes, other factors? So we're saying, no, nothing else caused it.
You start saying it's being fired up.
It's being fired up, and the first time you fire it up, that makes it into a pot.
So you put it...
Just like an oven. But an oven, we said there are other things causing the oven to be an oven. But by a pot, we don't say that.
You're saying you're putting the kedera into the oven?
Yeah, you're cooking something in the pot.
In the pot, which is in the oven.
Yeah.
First you're making the pot. And then
first you make the pot, so the pot's also 100%. Okay. And then you use the pot, as opposed to bread, which you put in right away. Okay. Amr v'yosef, amr v'udam ha-shmul. Tana she'ziku b'klipi arla, a tana that's fired up with arla shells, or b'kasha shel klaya karim. So we said this before. Chadash yutat. If it's new, we'll have to destroy it. Yashan, if it's old, yutan, let it cool off. Off of a pas, if you bake bread in there, Rabbi Omar pas muteres. Rabbi says the pas is mutter. The chacham Omar pas asura. And the Chacham said the pas aser. I but Tani Ibcha, but we learned the opposite way. So Shmuel Ibcha Tani. Shmuel taught it the opposite way. You're right. He switched it around. Switched around the names. V'ibay saying, well, listen to this one. Ba'alma Kesavah Shmuel Alacha Kerebi Mechaveiro. Really, Rebbe Shmuel held like Rebbe. So what did he do? He knew that nobody's going to hold like Rebbe because he's a Das Yachid against the Chacham. So he switched around the names. So you should hold the Chacham, but it's really Rebbe. You hear what he did? He switched around the names. Halacha k'Rebbe Rebbe Mechaveiro. Rebbe, we hold like Rebbe, v'lo Mechaveirov. U'baha afilu Mechaveirov. Here we even hold like Rebbe, even though he argues on a Rabbim. So he switched around the names, so you should really be holding like Rebbe. But Savar, Naya Ibcha, I'll switch around the names, ki heichi d'neikam Rabbanon li'isura. So it should come out like the Rabbanon, but it's really Rebbe. You hear this? Can you imagine if a rabbi did that, he'd be fired. Yeah. I told you the wrong sheet, though, because I really hope. Can you imagine such a thing? Okay. Next, Bishla Agabe Gacholim. So we said if you fire it up on coals, then Divi Hakol Apasmateris. Everybody holds the Pasas Mutter. Why? Because now there's no Isser at all. Isser's totally. What do you have now? You have now just burning. That's not an Isser. Yeah, you started out with Isser Klayim, Isser firewood. Now the wood's gone. It's just burning. It's just ash. Amar Ruda Mashmuel, Reb Chia Bar Ashi, Amar Biyochanan, Chad Amar Loshan El Gachalim Omamos. Only if the embers are extinguished, meaning they're nothing really there. Avol Gachalim Lochashos, but if it's really still burning, Asur, it's still Asur. The Chad Amar Afilu Gachalim Lochashos Namutar. Now, even if it's still burning, it's still nothing. Bishlom Landa Malochashos Asurin. I understand why Lochashos is Asur. The Yesh Shevach eats in Bapas. It's still causing Shevach to the bread. Avalandam Afil Lochashos Mutaros. Why is that Mutar? Pas. Mutar is Pas. The Usher. One second. Avalandam Afil Lochashos Mutaris Pas. Mutaris. Why? Pas. The Usher. The Yesh Shevach eats in Bapas. The Rebbe hates Mishkachas Law. So, how, according to Rebbe, are you ever going to find an Isser? In other words, if it's burnt out and it's still Mutar, which means, once it starts to burn, it's mutter. How did Rebbe ever say it's usher? How is it ever usher? Amar of Papa, the only case is, kisha avuka kinegdo, because there must be an avuka right there, heating it up also. So there's constant feed, and therefore it's usher. Michal de Rabbanon, the pligale shari afil kisha avuka kinegdo, so the ones who hold it's mutter, hold, even if there's a fire right there, a madura, a bonfire right there, it's still mutter? Ela etzim di sur laban hekim mishkachasla. How could there ever be a usher etzim? How could it ever be? Amar vayim bar chama. No, b'shar shifa with a bench. I already created a bench out of it. So can I sit on that bench? Can I sit on the bench? Right. Right. Rashi says kisei liyeshiv alav a bench olah adom raglav or for a footstool. Tahana asan kishahein be'ayin. Tahana is right here in front of me. Not that I burnt it up. No, I made a bench out of it. I took all this isser fire and I made a bench out of it. It's mamish here. Avol hanos hesek ain't a chanami. If you use it for firewood, ain't hana also el achabiro obishas biro. Ain't a chanami. It's never going to be a cake. It can't be a case. Why? Because the minute you burn it, it goes away. Boy minay Rabbi bar Chama mirav chista. Tana shes iku ba'ati hektish. If you use eitzim of hektish, va'asabo va'afabo apas, the rabbanon deshari bekamaisa mai. According to the rabbanon that mutmatred it. What about if it's hektish?
As opposed to what?
As opposed to just osir. Hektish is a different category. What about hektish firewood?
What do you mean? What is osir aside of hektish?
What do you mean? Arla.
Oh.
I used Arla firewood. Now I'm using hektish firewood. Does the halacha change? So amale, no, hapasasir, now it's osir. Ma bein zel is the Arla. What's the difference? Between Arla firewood and hektish, what's the difference? Amale, amarava, nahachi hashka. Arla, butla b'masayim. Arla becomes batel at some point. So at some point it becomes batel. You can make it bittel. Therefore, it's not so machmer. Hektish, afilu be'elef lo batel, never becomes batel. So therefore, it's more machmer. So therefore, we're not going to say that at some point the firewood goes away. None of that stuff.
And the same with asherah.
Ein achanami. It could be the same with asherah. Ein achanami.
You could be poder, hektish.
Oh, not forget poder. Ela amarava, ela amarava, ikashale hakashale. That's not a kasha. There's no shaila that hektish is different. Here's the kasha. V'halo ma'al hamasik. But you over me'ila. You take firewood that doesn't belong to you. It belongs to hektish. You're over me'ila. V'achal hecha de ma'al Hamasik nafkule lechulin. We have a rule that whenever you're over Me'ila, it turns into chulin. The minute you're Moel, the Kedusha goes away. So why can't I use it? Okay, I have to bring a carbon, I have to pay hektish, I pay a fifth, it's all good. But at the end of the day, why is the fire with us? The minute I burn it up, it loses its Kedusha. So it should be mutter. Right? That's a good kasha. That's a good kasha. All right, I have to bring a carbon, I'm over Me'ila, it's all good. But at least it should be hectic. It should be mutter. I can eat the bread at least.
If I bring a carbon and someone else is Moel, so I lose out because it becomes chulin.
So we're gonna now that rule that the Me'ila goat turns it into chulin is not so simple. Amar Papa, Hachi, but Atzei Shlomim Askila. We're talking about Atzei Shlomim, Haliber Derbi Yehuda, the Amar who said Hektish Bishogig Mischalel. If it's Bishogig, it's Mischalel. B'meiz it ain't a Mischalel. If B'meiz it's not Mischalel. Right? Meaning, if it's b'mezid, it never loses its kedusha. B'mezid, my time alone. Why b'mezid? No. Kivon delav bar me'ilahu. Since it's not, you can't do me'ilah with kachim kachim. You can't do me'ilah with animals. Lo nafik le'ilachulin. Shlomim nami. Kivon delav bar me'ilah ninu. Lo nafik le'chulin. So it doesn't go to chulin. So you had a good kasha, but that's the answer. The answer, it doesn't work.
But and every time that's the wood
you're
talking about.
Right, so you compare it to shlomim. You designated it to be like that, like a shlomim. So therefore, it doesn't go to chulin.
But the wood is not a shlomim.
But you made it like a shlomim. V'cholhecha demol hamasik nafki l'chulin. Is that true? Any time it goes to chulin, v'tanya, kol anisrafin, anything that you burnt, afron mutter. Chutz me'atzei asherah, not avodah zarah, the afron hektish, all amasar. What do you mean? What are you telling me? That if it wouldn't be because you made it into a shlamin, the wood would become mutter. It's not true. I'm worried about chamak, you're going to shenapel, deleka me'eleha. Well, the fire happened by itself. So it's b'shogig. You didn't start. It's b'shogig it happened. Ba'ati hektish, deleka inish demol. There's nobody here to be over me'ila. Nobody did anything. It went by itself. Shmaya Omar, ba'osin shetu'un and geniza. No, it could have been something that required geniza, the tanya, like what? Like Trumas Adeshen, it says Vesamo Banachas, Vesamo Kulo, Vesamo Shalal Yafazer. That's when the Brisa said it's always Aser. It meant Atzei Asherah. It meant Achar Trumas Adeshen, which never goes into Chulin. Ein Achinami. Regular, it would be the case. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ein Bir Chametz Ela B'Sreifa. Rabbi Yehuda said that beer chametz is only with sreifa. How do you know that? Tanya, Amar Yehuda, ain beer chametz ela b'sreifa. You can only use chametz, can only burp b'sreifa. Fadin no same. And by the way, it's a kal v'chomer. Man no sir she'ena b'bal yirah b'al yimah zeton sreifa. Just like. No sir. That doesn't have an iser b'al yirah b'al yimah. Requires sreifa. Chametz. Sheshnu b'yol b'yamotze glo kolshkein stone sreifa. It just surely requires sreifa. Amrulo. One second. What kind of kavachomer is that? Kol din. Any kavachomer. Sha'ata don b'tchilasa lahachber. That really is a chumra. You want to burn. You want to get rid of chametz in any old way. No, only sreifa. But with v'sofu lahakel and it's going to turn into a kula. Ain't no din. That's not a kavachomer. What does that mean? What about lo matze eitzim osarfo? What if you don't have any? You can't do sreifa. You don't have any firewood. What, but Yoshi for batel? You're not going to burn it? You're going to sit around and let it stay there? But Torah, Amra, Tashbichim, Amra, Badechim, Michal, Davar, Shat, Yachal, Ashbos. That can't be a good Kavachomer. Because if according to that Kavachomer, what if I don't have firewood? Oh, I'm not going to do it? Chazir, Rudiv, Dona, Dinacher, made another din. No, sir, Asher, Bachila. No, sir, Asher, Bachila. Vacham, Mates, Asher, Bana. Ma, no, sir, Bistreif. I'm sorry, Bachila. Ma, no, sir, Bistreifa. Af, Chamates, Bistreifa. Very simple Kavachomer. It's not really Kavachomer. It's more of a mamatzinu. Amrulo, nevela tochia. Nevela will disprove that. Why? Sh'asem ha'achil of ain't doing a sreifa. Nevela doesn't require sreifa. You can even give it to the dog. Amrulahan, hefesh, it's different. No, sir, asher ba'achil u'bahana. Chametz asher ba'achil u'bahana. Ma, no, sir, ton sreifa. Av chametz ton sreifa. Amrulo, what are you talking about? Sh'arnizko yochiach. Sh'asher ba'achil u'bahana. It's asher in achil anana. The Enoton Shreifa. It doesn't require Shreifa. Amrulan Hefesh, it's different. No, sir, Isser Achila. ubahana onish kareis. The chametz aser it's a mechil ubana b'cha onish kareis. Ma no sar sreifa af chametz b'sreifa. Right? Amrulo chel boshe sharnis gerachia. The chel of a sharnis go will disprove you. Sh'asa mechil ubahana for onish kareis the ain't on sreifa. Okay, we'll stop here, right in the middle of the pircha. Just we have 2 minutes. There's a halacha lemaisa. Every single one of us does. Every single one of us does. And most of us have no clue why we do it. And that is, did anyone ever notice, you get a bedikas chametz kit, there's a wooden spoon in there. Everybody wonder why there's a wooden spoon in there? Why? Because the Rishash says this. He's the first one that says it. He lived in the 1800s. Because we're going to see that the reason why you burn chametz is because it's learned out of Noser. When they burnt Noser, there was a special pasuk that says that you should use wood. So as a zecher to that, stick a piece of wood in your burning.
Why would
you
use what?
What do you mean a clean? Okay, so they put it in a spoon. Well, how do you have a piece of wood clean? What do you have a piece of wood? They threw in a clean. There's another chumra by Noser, which most people today don't do, which when I was a kid, we all did it, which was that Noser is supposed to be burned in your Rishus. And today, nobody burns chametz in their own Rishus, except for the rabbi. They burn chametz by the fire station. But if you're being machro like that with the spoon, interesting halacha with the spoon. Everybody's got one. What am I doing with the spoon? Nobody uses it. It's because of a zecher to Noser, which had to be burned with wood. That's why there's a spoon. What about the Rishus? All right, so because of health reasons and sakana reasons, we don't want to start fires in people's backyards and make the fire department crazy and burn your house down. Go do it by them. It's much safer. However, there is a chumrah to burn it in your own rishos. All right, so tomorrow we'll pick up. We caught up, Baruch Hashem. Tomorrow we will start from Chav Ches Amar Aleph on the top line. Everybody have a good day.